Mother Rogues, Father Rogues, and fellow local and long-distance non-residential moms and dads. This is Chris Miller, your handy-dandy Mother Rogue, coming to you from Boston's fine Merrimack Valley region, which is approximately 30 miles west of Boston. Boston has Metro West, North Shore, Merrimack Valley, and then the Berkshires. Oh, and Leominster and Fitchburg, but moving on. So here I am, and I'm sitting in a corner of my library, or the spare bedroom that functions as such, behind a pile of books. And I had my son and I take them all off the bookshelves because authors are all mixed together, and I can't ever find anything when I go to look for it. And I thought this would be a cool project. My son is staying with me for about 2 weeks to do together. And it would be something for him to do. Not just sit around and play video games or watch television all day. Although I know I'm not being a good mother to a teenager, or so I'm told, if I don't let him do these things. I think I was told that by him. Oh well. Ain't gonna happen. So, and I started with the library because I am a former high school English teacher, and I was hoping that somewhere in this huge pile of books, my son would find something that he might be interested in reading as he pulled them down from the shelves, and he did indeed flip through a few. So my choices are William Shakespeare's Star Wars. This is verily a new hope. I think I need The Empire Striketh Back. And let me see. Oh, and there's also The Jedi Doth Returneth. We've got Persepolis. That's probably not a good one for a teenager. Great. Irish Short Stories. In the Company of Ogres. This looks like fun. And, of course, the Wrinkle in Time series, which is probably what I'm going to go with. Or whatever my son agrees to. So, he did flip through an Indiana Jones book. I've got a handful of Star Wars out here. So, just something we can do that is not me sitting beside him. And just playing, you know, working while he plays video games. Or watches television. So I am thoroughly enjoying every minute of being a live and in-person mother, by the way. This doesn't happen very often. It would seem that it does, but not on my home turf, not in Boston. And that's what I want to talk about today. So yes, it is hard being a long-distance parent. It is hard being a non-residential custodian. And the thing of it is that we see our kids so little that we want to make the absolute most of the time that we spend with them. And sometimes that can mean overdoing it and overdoing our own budgets. And the reason that we do that, we take them out to movies, we buy them video games. Lego kits were the du jour for a lot of years. So had a lot of those. Because you want to make the time you have with your kids memorable. So, and that's great. That is absolutely cool. Get tickets to see a movie. Get, you know, go into Manhattan or your nearest metropolitan city and see a museum. But always remember that these are wonderful things to do and you are building great memories and you should absolutely do them. But don't feel like you have to. Because sometimes, and I learned this the hard way last weekend when leading man number one was visiting, and he came up, he went back down to his dad's for an appointment, and then we were at the appointment, my husband and I, so we just brought him back up with us when we came back, because it's the end of the school year and the end of summer camp. But one thing I learned is that I last weekend, I thought it would be the last weekend my son would be up for a while. Not knowing what his schedule was going to be for the summer until I landed in New Jersey on this past Thursday. So we ran from one end of the state to the other, and then we went to Boston. And it was great, and it was fun, and we thoroughly enjoyed all of it. But my son said to me, he's like, Mom, this is a little much. And I said, well, I tell you what, the next time you come up, it'll be just you and I, and we will just be hanging around the house. And he said, that sounds good. And there are times when, even when I'm in New Jersey, we are not on the go. Sometimes it is enough just to sit in a corner of the den of my mother's house with my son in the lazy boy directly across from me, watching TV or playing video games. Hey, I've got a teenager. Video games, I have a hate-hate relationship with them. I don't like them, but they're what makes my son happy. So, and there are times, there were when I was in state mom, local non-residential custodian, that was what my son and I did, was came back to my place and spent the weekend sitting on the bed watching Return of the Jedi, Star Wars, whatever struck our fancy. And that's good too. You can have a mixture of things to do that are really cool and fun, and times where it's just the two of you or the three of you hanging out. And you're not a bad parent if you skew, as a matter of fact, you're quite a normal parent and a good parent, if you skew towards the just hanging out. As I once told, as I told my brother-in-law back in May, the day after his daughter was born, my niece, they don't remember the stuff. They don't remember the trips to GameStop, the trips to the Lego store, the movies. They don't remember the times that they got mad at you. They don't remember the time that you destroyed their life by refusing to let them go out with their friends or the curfew you set. They remember that you were there. And however you're there is absolutely great as long as you're there. So you can be, and sometimes kids get tired, by the way, like my son does. It can be just you two, and you can have all these great plans and you can execute some of them. You know, I thought I would take my son. I have like a million things I want to do. I absolutely love New England, and there are like 150,000 things I want to show him up here. And I want to build a Lego Millennium Falcon, and I want to watch Star Wars, and I want to do puzzles and play games and sit and read with him. And I know, and I want to go for walks, and I know that I'm going to get some of that in, and then some of it's going to be my son helping me do the dishes. So, and both are cool. Some of it's going to be just the two of us, and we're going to be sitting, hanging out in his bedroom, watching TV. There are even going to be a few moments when it's him watching TV and me just sitting, you know, breathing, being content to be with him. And also, there are times, as your kids get older, when they will do to you what my son has done to me, which is, Ma, I don't want to spend every waking moment with you. I need some time to myself. And then your surly teenager, or your not-so-surly teenager, goes down the hall to their bedroom, closes the door, and you hear it thump. We'll call it thumping, not slamming, but we all know what it is. Shut. Not to be opened again until they need pizza for dinner. Hey, at least I'm here, and at least I'm the one giving out the pizza. I like pizza. It's kind of hard to get good pizza up here, but eh. The stuff at the local grocery store is decent. I'm pretty far out from Boston. I'm told that there are a lot of good pizza places in Boston. And Boston definitely has the absolute best cannolis. Mike's on Hanover Street, near, I think that's the Common, close to the I forget what it's called. The Bunker Hill Monument. The trail, I forget what it's called. I think it's called the Patriots Trail or something. So, kids, they want to be with you. They don't care what they're doing. Just as surely as you want to be with them, you don't care what you're doing as long as you two are together. So don't go crazy spending a lot of money you don't have. Don't, you know, feel like you have to trump your fellow co-parents just because your fellow co-parent takes them on these great vacations. Don't feel you have to. My parents took me on a lot of great vacations as a kid. And a couple of times, because I'm the oldest of three by 7 and 15 years respectively, they took my sisters to Disney and I was working in college, whatever. And so I missed those Disney trips. I probably had the opportunity to go along and said, no, not my parents, not in a car. Sorry, Mom and Dad. They drove to Florida a lot. I really don't have any regrets about not doing those Disney trips, about not having these big vacations. My favorite memories of my folks, my mother in particular, actually, are not big vacations. My favorite memories of traveling with my mother are when we moved from Ohio to Illinois, when we moved from Buffalo, New York to Ohio, and when we moved from Illinois to New Jersey. And because we moved interstate a few times when I was a kid. And what I loved about those trips was being in the car with my mother and my sisters. And, you know, she would just talk to us and tell us stories. And she taught me the license plate game, which I've tried to share with my son, where you follow the license plates and see how many you can find. And the car game. So you see the number of different models of cars that you can find on the road. And those are the best memories of my mom and vacations and traveling. I mean, we went to San Antonio. We went all over the place, but those are the best. Because simpler is better. And it doesn't have to be big, and it doesn't have to be fancy, and it doesn't have to be expensive. Kids will remember the excitement and for a heartbeat. They'll remember the love you put into spending time with them for much, much longer. So it appears that my son is right there. I hear his voice. So I am going to sign off and go relish. I am being once again allowed into the teenage bedroom. Yay! I'm going to go relish being alive and in person, Mom. And I'm going to sign off. This is going to be a really short episode. It's only 13 minutes. Whew. So hang in there. We are all great non-residential parents. We are all great parents, period. And as always, if you want to look me up, you can do so. ChristinaMR68 at readactively.org, at ChristinaMR68 on Twitter, ChristinaMR68 on Facebook, and last but not least, leave me your feedback here. Oh, the Mother Rogue, because-autism.blog. So leave me your feedback. Let me know your thoughts. And we're all in this together. Happy motoring. I'll talk to you next week. This is the Mother Rogue signing off.